It was expected that the canons of a priory like that at St Andrews would live a common form of life in which they did everything together. They slept in a very large dormitory which ran the whole length of the upper floor of the east range of the cloister. The beds originally would probably have been separated by nothing more than curtains, but at a later stage it's very likely that they would have been separated by timber partitions, and each of the cubicles of the monks that were formed by those partitions may have had space for a bed and also for a desk at which they could work. At the north end of the dormitory, there was a stair leading down directly into the transept of the church for use at nighttime services. There was also a stair that led down into the cloister for use during the day. And at the far south end of the dormitory, there was the latrine, which was rather coyly known as the rear daughter. This was suspended over a drain which flushed the latrine because, of course, hygiene was very important in an enclosed community like the priory at St Andrews, and the drain can still be seen very clearly there.